I wish I was a baller.
Baller.
Going live. Remember that? Remember that Skeelo song?
Skeelo.
Dave, you got to remember that song.
Yeah, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who was good. I would call her. I had a rabbit and a bat and something like that.
Yeah.
Of course, I know the song because I'm the short guy. Yeah.
I'm not saying it like that. I know you're a hit.
I know you're not, but I know the fucking.
It has its advantages, Dave. Right?
Why?
Being short has its advantages. So gotta always look at the upside ones.
Oh, okay.
It's closer to the ground, Dave. It looks bigger.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's the
secret.
Mm-hmm.
That is the secret. Damn, you guys are going in a few minutes ago. You guys going in, you know what I'm saying? So everybody calm down? Everybody good?
I think so for now until Dom starts Dave, up again.
If Dave doesn't piss me off, I'll be good.
But I didn't even do anything to you.
You came in the room acting like a fucking ass. Don't fucking, like, this is what you do all the time. You blur out shit first and you're like, oh, I didn't do anything.
Yo. I have behaved myself for the last 15 fucking shows until you open your big fucking mouth
in here from now on, so everybody can see who started it first.
I know what Dave's getting
you. This motherfucker does.
I know what Dave's getting you for Christmas.
Look at it. Look at his fucking little weasel smile that he's trying to hide behind.
But the thing is most of the time you get triggered over nothing. I'm not really saying anything to fucking get you mad.
Oh, whatever. I don't get triggered.
I'm just calling you out on your stupidity most of the time.
Oh, really, mad. Really, really, yeah. Really. My stupidity. I'm the only stupid one in here. No.
I know what Dave's getting you for Christmas, Tom.
I don't give a shit. I'm returning it.
JD, what is it?
A unibrow shaver.
He even insulted you this weekend, JD.
I did that was not an insult. Yeah, I was actually trying to fucking motivate my own self-esteem.
Oh, really? That's what it's all about, right, Dave? Put other people down so you can rise up.
Rise up. Oh, good times, good times. Okay.
Jesus in the making right over here.
What's up, everybody?
I'm fucking wiping my screen down. I fucking spit my water all over.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 83 of Breaking the Mold.
I just want to point something out real quick.
Yes.
Dave had tissues readily available.
He did.
right at his computer.
Yeah. Right next to the lube.
Doesn't everybody? Oh, you shit.
You still going in the sock, JD?
That's why JD doesn't know
what you're talking about. Oh, you just gave an idea.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack there.
It's okay. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Breaking the Mold. Don't forget, you can find an audio version of this podcast on all audio platforms, iTunes, Google Play, and many, many others. Please remember to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel and give this video a thumbs up if you haven't done so already. And don't forget to chop it up with the chat squad. We'll be highlighting a few of the chat squad members throughout the night as we ask our questions and get into our topics. Remember to check out the rest of the shows on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel. Into the Realm on Mondays, Bigger Bangin' every other Wednesday. Should be coming back very soon. And MPSB Theater on Friday nights. All those shows are available, except for Finger Bangin', on audio as well. So I'm Harrick and BX. Let's say what's up to the rest of the crew. We're down a man. Hope he gets in here soon. But Energon Addict, what's up, Pop?
Yo, what's up? Happy Tuesday, people.
Happy Tuesday.
You know, I feel like I just with all of you, like, you know,
yes. Yeah, very recently. I wonder what it was.
It was brief. It did go by quick, right, JD?
It did.
Yeah.
Way too quick.
Yeah, but it's always nice to know that, you know, we can get together a few times a year, you know, getting together hopefully next month again. And then the month after that, and then it should slow down until, you know, the new year. But, you know, still nice.
We're getting together again next
week. Yep.
Yep.
Some of us.
Some. Not all.
Sorry.
Well, sorry. Who's the Hershey? You guys going to Hershey?
Hershey, yeah. Place on Earth, Dom.
Hershey. I loved Hershey Park, dude.
Got some chocolate.
Good memories. Good memories, man.
I don't see these dudes coming up to any New York cons, right, Jose? I'm just saying.
Oh. Wait. What New York cons?
What New York cons? Only Brink. You know, he did come to 5 points.
He did.
I came to 5 points this year. I came this year.
That's true. You see what I mean, Dom? Nobody remembers you.
It's the way I like it.
Yeah, but Dom, you
fly below the radar.
Dom, Brian's driving from Delaware, so that's not even the same thing. You're just a state away. You're an hour away at most.
Yeah, I'm in that other state that you guys don't consider a state because New York is so great.
Okay, Jersey salt.
All right, Brian Brink, what's up, dude?
What's up, you guys? How you doing? Can you hear me all right? I'm having trouble hearing you guys.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
My volume. Getting used to this new headset. Oh man, dude, I shouldn't have took off Monday. Monday was rough, or today was rough because of that. But all things are good. I don't know. I'm fine. I'm tired. I'm a little overwhelmed, I guess. It happens.
I hear you.
Overwhelmed.
Yep. But that was only one day, man. It's not like one of them 4-day TFCon fucking marathons.
Oh, dude. It's going to be wild.
Well, we did actually, you know, a few of us had the pregame on Saturday night, getting in, you know, a night early, you know, so
true.
It was cool. So it's nice to have a drink with you guys at the bar.
Hey, and you know, it's a shame Gary's not here because I finally did what I wanted to do, and I tracked my foot traffic for an entire day through that con, and I walked 7 miles in that hotel. Believe it or not,
nice,
crazy, it's crazy. So hey, man, toying is exercise. So what can I say?
Yeah. It was funny when you actually showed the screenshot of that, because it's like you see it all like just in the one space, and then it's random lines outside the hotel.
Yeah, you know? There's the one line where it's like, do I want to go to Houlihan's for lunch? And then I changed my mind and walked back and didn't go.
Did you guys eat at that spot? Is that where you guys went for dinner?
No, we went there last NJCC.
Okay.
Hung out because the bar closed early. And that's when me, Dom, and EE Prime. Dom's gone. Sorry, Dom. And we stayed up way too late and all that other good stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
how was the food there? It was good. I was actually thinking about making a late night run there to get some food. And
it's like, I don't remember eating there.
Well, I have that chain out by me. They're pretty good. Yeah.
All right.
All my right. Hands is good.
When I used to work at Circuit City, we would have one right across the street, and we'd go there all the time. As well as stuff.
All right. Also, it's a franchise place, so they have spots all over. All right.
Yep. Can't remember the bartender's name. Some dude, he had a goofy name. It was like a last name that was a first name or something. And he would just sometimes he'd be like, "All right, man, give me my check." And he's like, "I don't have one for you." I'm like, "Oh." Well, then I just throw him some money because I have no idea how much I owed him. But that was all good.
Yeah. All right. Cool, man. Cool.
Times.
Wait, Brian, so you don't remember that bartender's name, but do you remember the bartender's name from the hotel bar?
Kathleen with a K.
I will just say this. I did notice she had a ring on her finger, but I did notice she was looking at Mr. Brian Brink quite a few times. And they had a little conversation about IPA beers and, you know, pretty in-depth, too. And, you know, she was...
She even offered to push the liquor cart up to his room before we left, but he was just like, oh, okay.
She was just joking around.
I don't know, bro. I'm pretty good at picking up those signs, man.
I don't know. We may find out later, so you don't want to mess with people.
I don't know. I think she was feeling the brink.
She could have felt the brink.
She wanted to get analyzed.
You bet I was splitting a room with old Chris and Mason that night. I'm like, I need you guys to leave.
Don't worry, I would have kicked Gary out of the room, and I'm like, go ahead, Brian, go for it.
Right?
I just left the door open so that way, you know, could just peek in here and there, you know?
Nah. That's great. That would have been great.
Well, maybe if the restaurant had opened the next day,
yo,
a little bit different.
That's a travesty. That's a fucking travesty right there, because on a convention day, mad people, you know, they would have killed it, you know, drinks alone. And yeah, they dropped the ball there. I don't get it. I don't get it. But JT, hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hi. Hey.
Hi. Hey there. Hi. What's going on, meatbags?
How you doing, brother? JT?
Yep, we're doing all right.
What's a Bacotomy? Bacotomy Plaza?
Bacchiotomy.
Bacchiotomy. A bacchiotomy. Well, otomy means making like a hole or something, right? A
sure, something. I don't know. I need a new back. My shoulder's killing me.
Shoulder bones connected to the backbone?
I was about to say, some people might say they have a shoulder.
No, it's like all my upper back here on the right side.
Was it all killing. That hustling? Hustle all that selling on Sunday?
I don't know. It didn't hit me until last night when Chan was doing ETR. I was sitting there dremeling out a head for a custom figure, and from that point on, it was completely unbearable. I couldn't look like I can now, but it hurts to look that way.
If you're hunched,
I couldn't.
That'll mess you up.
Yeah. Well, that's how I live my life. I make my living hunched over people.
Hmm.
It sucks. But yeah, was using like some massage thing you guys saw in the pregame. And then my boss, he knows some tricks or whatever, and he kind of helped me out. So it's a little bit better, but to explain my in search of. But yeah, other than that, good. It was a good weekend. You know, had fun. It went by way too fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fact that it wasn't 2 days, I felt like, yeah, like it took away because, you know, after day one, you know, being in the show floor hustling, you know, being able to go to dinner, like hang like afterwards and then just sort of wrap it up on Sunday. Like, I always feels like that's a complete experience. It did feel like it was sort of like half the experience this time. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
Like it was on fast forward, right?
Isn't yep.
It,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. But yeah, but good times overall though. Good times. Yeah.
And then whatever. Sunday we just because of being yeah, no doubt.
Hot yoga, bro. Hot yoga.
Boss in disguise is a cool dude. It's good to meet him.
Yeah, good to meet him. Yeah.
Yes. He's gotta change that avatar, man. That last night prime shit's gotta get the fuck out of here.
Come on.
We chopped it up pretty good today, him and I.
Brinks in a bad mood tonight. Are you talking bad about Prime? Come on.
Hey.
He's tired.
Yeah. Speaking of tired, me, I've been up almost going on like 20-something hours at this point. I was doing some overtime. That's why I couldn't hang out with you guys last night in the chat and on ETR. I was taking a little nap because I was doing a night shift at work and had to basically kind of wait 2 hours in between to start my 9 to 5. So work was like an 18-hour day. And now I'm here hanging out with you guys. So, but I feel good. Like, I feel like I caught a second wind. Like if it's like a normal Tuesday night, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sure after the show, I'm going to be like, nighty-night, nighty-night.
Normal.
Nighty-night for like a whole semester. spoiler.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. We'll get into that. But the weekend was good, man. It was good to chill. I made like barely any money. But yeah, that I just attribute that to not really being at a table and, you know, sort of like wheeling, dealing and interacting with people as they were like walking by and stuff like that. But I did like the fact that I was able to sort of kind of hang back and talk to like Dave, like on the chair. I had a nice conversation with Dom. I had a nice conversation with a few people there. Some of them unverbally challenged. So check out that latest episode. Cheap plug. So it was a good time. Like Dust said, I think in the chat a few minutes ago, it seemed like a very like mellow, laid back show, but still very, very good time.
Mellow.
You know, so. Mellow. And now we're here. All right. I thought we were having some technical difficulty. So Dom, what's up, dude? How are you?
What's up, Huggins? How you doing?
What's happening?
Good. The weekend was great. It's like, nice to see you guys again. Except for Dave, because, you know, he constantly busts my balls and
bust question.
Oh God! Is there a crybaby gif in this?
And I question our friendships every day. You're operating it, Dave. Once you hit a gif, you should have a crybaby gif. Once you look it up, come on, quick fingers. Come on. Just put unibrow in, Dave, and just, like, you know, show all the unibrows that you can possibly find.
There is one of those.
That's a character from Muppets that I truly love, Bert and Ernie. That's my favorite, too.
Dom's just managed he only sold one Deadpool this weekend. That was
Dude, I did pretty well for the stuff that I had out. So
it was funny. There's this guy walking around. He's like, "Hey, I'm looking for that Deadpool, you know, with the one to Chimichanga." I'm like, "Yeah, I saw one over there." Dom's like, "Shut up! I got one right here."
He's doing everything that he possibly can to derail my sale. Are you sure? There, I thought I saw somebody over there with it. That was funny. That was good. Well, like a shout out for selling an ant farm the first time in a toy show. So,
dude, man, I sold an ant farm, a bobblehead. I sold an Echo Dot.
Hey, who the fuck sells an ant farm?
Brian. Toy store? Dude, no, Brian. The fucking question is who buys one, and it's somebody from the fucking realm. And dude, I love you, so I'm not gonna call you out. But what the fuck? Yeah, I hope it's one of your kids or something.
And that thing didn't move until I put the extra sticky on there. It said ants not included.
He probably has a kid, and he's like, you know, there's like a class assignment where you had to build an ant farm or something. And he's like, solid, check.
Funny thing about that ant farm, I remember I got it at Ollie's. I was out there hunting for Triptychons or some shit, and you know, of course, I was late. They were all gone. I was like, well, I can't leave fucking Ollie's empty-handed. I was like, I'll buy this ant farm.
Omega Supremes. You're looking for Omega Supremes. They're Supreme. Already there.
Did you sell that,
people?
Did you sell that, Brian?
Yep.
Brian, did you sell that Optimus shell of a figure for the dollar that you did? Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Somebody dude, actually, who bought that?
I don't know. Some guy, he just walked up. I remember he had glasses. I don't remember much else about him, but he's like, is this really a dollar? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, I'll take it. Yeah, man.
Like, amazing. Yeah. So just bring a fucking ketchup bottle and Brian can sell it.
You know, I can't believe that I made the profit that I made, which is, you know, very, it was nothing compared to last show, but it was, like, I didn't sell any big ticket items. Like, anything that I had that was like $60 and up never sold. So I just like nickel and dimed my whole way through the day and made some decent money, which is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, one of my items Brian sold for me, you know what I'm saying? That little mini six shot, right?
Yep.
And then the three big main items that I brought that I thought would just sell, like, no question, didn't move at all. And like two other like random pieces that I brought, like, actually sold, like that G Creation Town, that other vendor from that we usually see at these shows. I don't know his name, but he's cool. We always see him like here and at Toy Con. He took that, and then like Ace raped me for my great shot. Like, he just basically got it for half price. I was like, all right, you know, whatever. You know, like, I was like, I had a little bit more money in my wallet when I looked, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I didn't sell anything. Like, I'm like, where did I get this extra crash from? Because I gave, basically, I sold that prowl, and I gave the money to Dom because I got that that three pack, that Siege three pack. I had to pay him for that. So I was like, okay, I got money now. Here you go.
So. And Chuck bought one of my childhood toys, a Motu. I don't even know what you push it and the thing Road spins car. Around. And it's funny. He's like, was this yours? I'm like, yeah. He's like, this is great. I'll take it. And I'm like, all right. And I gave him a Manny Faces with it. And the funny thing is I've had that thing on my table for like 2 years, and he never saw it up until like
now. Well, now he's interested because of that new line that's coming out. So he's probably
Super doing, 7.
Yep. So thank you, Super 7. Oh, or Mattel. Whoever's, you know, Mattel's coming out with that new line.
Mega Blocks,
yeah.
So it's like Motu on the brain, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. What does it say? I got a thing about Chuck. If you notice, if you see Chuck make a big purchase, his one liner that he always says is like, "Oh, that's it. That caps me out." And then, like about 10 minutes later,
he buys you see him, like,
another big purchase. I'm like, "What? Wait! You just said that you were capped out on the last one." He's like, "Oh, I found some more money."
Yeah,
like, he's like Gary with the two envelopes.
He posts up magic cards for sale on eBay like during the show. He's like, "Oh, that's sold. All right, I can go back to the table."
Dude, he went like three times. I heard him. Oh, that caps me out for tonight.
I guess he has
that rising ceiling all the time. You know, he just hits a button and you know, it goes up like, another notch.
He's like Gary, he has the two envelopes.
Mm-hmm, true.
Except he's got like
didn't you notice that Chuck was a little bit taller? He was shrinking during the day.
Standing on stacks.
Stacks, yeah.
Oh yeah, man. You know, it's funny, you know, we go there so much and we've been vending so much for the last couple of years. It's like you see those repeat customers and you kinda like some of them you know by name, some of them you don't. And it's like this one girl showed up with her boyfriend, and they vend at ToyCon selling video games.
I think I know you're talking about.
And she walks up. I brought some of my Beastbox stuff with me, and she goes, "Oh, fuck!" And I was like, "I had you in mind when I put those on the table." And she ended up buying one, so that's cool.
Nice.
Is she the one that? Is she the one that bought Raptor? The Raptor one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then that one guy with the glasses and the hair that you used to have, JD. Like he's walking around and you know, he's like picking stuff up and you know, hey, examines it real close.
Uh-huh.
And I had a loose Marvel Legends Thor. I put a sticky on there. I was like, it's like, am I worthy of your $5? He's picking up looking at it. I'm like, well, is he worthy? He's like, nah.
Wow. Okay.
What was the quote that you put on the ant farm, Brian, that got it to sell?
Ants not included.
I felt like I didn't get enough Chuck this weekend. Like I saw him, we said what's up, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't get a chance to really like conversate with him. I didn't really get a chance to conversate with Gort. But I heard he sold that table, right? He had like a table full of fucking Transformers. Mm-hmm. And supposedly like within like an hour or hour and a half, like he sold it all of it. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty impressive.
Well, he had the good spot too.
That was our spot, man. That was our spot, dude.
Yeah. Well, it's funny when I was talking to Chris, I was like, I really don't have anything to bring. I was like, I want you to give that cherry spot to someone else. And he ended up giving it to me anyway. But when Gort came, he came in before everyone else, and he just kind of took those two tables. I was like, hey. And I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll move you down the aisle. So everybody went to his table, spent their money before they got around to us, probably.
Yep. A shout out to Gort. It's his birthday, man. Today. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, Gort.
Yeah, dude. So that was awesome to see him hustle like that and get rid of, because he's out of some of that stuff, man. Mm. So it's nice to see him go home with empty totes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's always a good feeling.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. So I don't know. We're a man down. I don't know what happened to G-Money, but hopefully he's all right. If if he has the time. I think he's busy at work, so he'll pop in when he can. He threw out a quick topic just because we were talking about NJCC, so maybe we could bring it up real quick. He sort of brought up the idea about, like, when you've seen things, like in pictures, and maybe you didn't think it looked that good, but when, you know, maybe you're at a show or you actually see a figure in person, it might actually change your mind. Have any of you guys had a recent experience like that? Anything stand out to you guys where you've maybe had a change of heart in a positive way about a figure you thought maybe was sort of trash before? Because he brought up the, like, the Siege Jetfire, probably thought, like, it looked better in person than he's seen in pictures. I think that Mezco Gomez, which, but even I thought, like, I got to see that, I think, on Chris's table. And, you know, just it looked good in person, even though that's probably, like, a character I would never buy, you know, so... I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say trash, but, like, there's things that I was kind of like, I could do without it, you know? And then, like, seeing better promotional shots of it or whatever. Like, I guess this is a good example, the Gears of War, the Storm Collectibles Gears.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I was on the fence, you know what I mean? But I know Storm, and then I saw this at GameStop and was like, okay, all right. And then I opened it and I'm like, you know what? They make the best action figures ever. I mean, they're close. Well, Thousand Toys is probably my top.
I hope they pick up a property I'm interested in soon one day so I can check them out.
What property is that, Brian?
Well, I don't know. Something. What's left?
I wish they would do like Thundercats and Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
those would be amazing.
Yet another company doing Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that those franchises are already hoarded out, like, you know, between all these other companies, you know. So
you know, just said they're hoarded out.
They're hoarded out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you got, like, I guess whoever makes the domestic figures, which is usually the retail kind of stuff that you would get, and then, which is not really good, and I don't think any of us would collect, and then, you know, the higher end stuff like the SH Fig Arts Turtles or any other companies that tackle that franchise. Who was it, NECA, making the animated stuff, the old school animated stuff?
Yep.
Yeah, see, so you know, it's you know, hoard out between a few different licenses and stuff like that, and I guess that's fine, because I guess they're meant for, you know, different markets or whatnot. So, but you answered the question I didn't even ask, JD. I was going to ask you, like, because you were probably on the fence with those Gears of War, just because you knew Storm Collectibles, I guess, in your opinion, makes a good figure, you were okay with taking the plunge and just checking it out. Right?
Yeah. Yep. And I guess I can throw the Siege line in there, because after, you know, Titans Returns and all that shit, I was ready to be done with it. And then, was it two NJCCs ago? You got the first few or ToyCon? Yeah, it was at ToyCon, because it was Dustapalooza or whatever afterwards. and then, like, messing with them there, I'm like, man, here we go, sucking me back in.
Yeah. It's nice to actually, like, see that. So that's a good example then. You know what I'm saying? Because you actually got to check the figures out in person, and you're sort of like, oh, these are okay. I'll get
Yeah. So, like, everything up to that point was trash.
Yeah. You were getting out because of that, right? You wasn't happy with any of the few previous lines, and that's why you were selling all your stuff, right?
Yep. I mean, I was selling off doubles. I still have everything that I bought and opened. Like, I still have bins full of that stuff, but, like, I was buying doubles of everything, so it was like, you know what? I'm out. I'm not buying two of everything. I'm not buying any more of this Titan Return stuff or the Power of the Prime stuff. Like, I didn't get any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I left it alone, and then I messed with those Siege figures that you found at ToyCon and was like, okay. And then that
was it. Yeah. Yep. So you're still like that with Transformers, like, where you still like to mess with them, like, in that way, like the Chug stuff. Of course. Yeah. Because that's cool. Like, that was actually going to be one of the things we were going to talk about tonight, which is almost like a nice little, you know, segue as far as, like, you know, whether, you know, collecting chug like nowadays, how it sort of gets a bad rap in the community or whatnot. Apparently, like Siege, like at least from what I see, just in general, you know, browsing the interweb, looks like people, it seems to have brought people back, and the general consensus is that they're doing a good job, besides the, you know, the muddy paint and whatnot. But the overall quality of the line itself, people seem to be very happy about compared to the previous line. So you know, but a lot of people have moved on to, you know, like the higher end masterpiece end of collecting. And now even like there's even higher end stuff now with like the Flames Toys $300 and higher now pieces coming out, non-transformable but highly articulated, very high quality type figures. So like the bar is being raised in a way. So, you know, it draws that interesting question. You know, it's an interesting question to see, like, you know, is Chug still a viable option like out there compared to, you know, these nicer items that you can find in the market? I mean, third party being available for years, and now these nicer items that we're seeing in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Because I know Dave, like you're not into any of this retail stuff anymore, right?
No. And yeah, it's not that, you know, I don't want to give it a chance, or, you know, it's just that I have accumulated too much. So I need to like either stick with something and, mm-hmm, you know, not really go outside the box and just like buy something just because.
Mm-hmm.
So like, now I gotta kind of start slimming down my lines and try. I'm truly not trying to start anything new or go back to anything old either.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. But that's just like in regards to like the Hasbro stuff. Like you're still collecting like MMC and
things. Oh yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. I still, yeah. Well, if you're talking about Chug per se, I do still collect the MMC stuff, and I think it's just, you know, for my love of the IDW stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I still read the comics, or, you know, ones that I haven't read. You know, but I've read most of it, and you know, I even go back and read it sometimes, and I fall in love with the fiction, and that's what gets me into the figures again.
Yeah. I feel like the MMC stuff is very specific though, because it is, you know, it is based on the IDW, that whole line right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
kind of it's in its own realm.
Mm-hmm. What about like other like different like you're not into like the May Toys cross dimension stuff or anything?
I started buying that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I just kind of took a little detour, so to speak. Like I have like maybe about four or five of them. Like I have the two primes that came out. So there was the Striker Nor, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Striker Manis.
Yep.
And they had the
Thunder Manis.
But I bought the black one.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. What else do I have?
The Jetfire.
I have the Megatron, mm-hmm, the double barrel gun. Right.
Yeah. That,
and I think that's it. I think that's as far as I went with the line.
I love that toy.
And the only one that I was probably gonna try was the Jetfire that they did. I kind of like the look of it, but I just never jumped on it.
Yeah.
I might get rid of some of this stuff. Either that or just keep Megatron and Optimus. Call it a day.
All right. So totally out of Hasbro, but you still collect some of the third party, I guess you could say, Chug scale stuff, and then all in on Masterpiece. I know you're all in on that stuff, you know.
Yeah, I mean, all in to an extent. I actually haven't bought anything Masterpiece in a long time. I think the last one I bought was Road King.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Maverick on hold. And before that, I can't even tell you what I bought last. It was probably something Fans Toys. Like, it was either RC or Springer or something.
Did you buy Skids?
Oh, Hot Rod. There you go. Skids?
Yeah. X-Transbots.
But that wasn't that like a long time. It feels like that was a long time ago. I think that was at TFCon.
It wasn't too long.
It was in the spring, yeah.
This spring?
Yeah. This spring, yeah. It came out this spring, yeah.
I don't know.
Like early spring.
I do have that one too.
Yeah.
But I never transformed it. So it tells you like how much I care about Skids.
Now my arm.
His
arm's gonna spin.
All right. You know, so
I would say for me, definitely the cross dimension stuff. I mean, I picked up Striker Manis obviously because it was a prime, but you know, in relation to, you know, with this being Gary's question, I remember being at TFCon, seeing it in the case last year. You know, that really it really struck a chord with me. But the last thing I can remember impressing me, because it was something I'd never seen before, was some of the Mezco stuff. When I went to Pinkerton's house once, I think when he first moved up here, he had some 112 figures with soft goods. Might have been like just CJISM stuff, but before like Mezco really took hold, but like that, I was like, huh, you know, that's, it's way more impressive in person than I thought it would be. Because I never really considered even going down the soft goods path. And so I own a few now. I've only opened one though, that, that Wolverine, that Logan, casual Wolverine, the jeans, and it's pretty awesome. And it just felt weird, yeah, putting his coat on and off. As
made you feel a certain type of weight.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's a little too much, But
yeah, I don't know if I'm there yet when it comes to stuff like that. Because I remember, like, on some of the old school action figures, like, you know, remember the Kenner, like Batman and stuff. You used to get like the cloth capes. But that was it. Like the plastic, the costume, everything else was plastic, molded plastic. So I'm still not used to like that Mezco type action figure, you know. And I did get that, what is that, tactical suit Batman from Crash Box. But I didn't even like open it yet to even really check it out. Like maybe if I do, I might get, might be blown away, because I just knew in particular I liked the way that looked. But I don't know. I think it's just like, sometimes I see some on display and I think they look okay. Some other ones I think look not so okay. But I'm just not used to those type of action figures. I'm used to the, you know, the regular stuff. So I don't know, dude, like, be with that experience, like, are you open to getting like more of that stuff?
Oh, probably not. It's, I mean, they make a lot of stuff that I'm just not into.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be almost like a Mythic moment for me. Like, what's there to be into about Mythics except I can't stop looking at them and they're like crack and I can't stop buying them. Hence my haul pick from last week. But, you know, they're just fun toys to mess with. You got all the accessories. They look good. You can pose them. And, you know, it's definitely something to use when you're stepping up your display game. They look great in pictures.
Yeah.
And I just remember, you know, when I was at Chris, I was actually helping him put some stuff on display, and just the amount of accessories was ridiculous. It was almost, it was like work. It's like, you know, you open up a Marvel Legend, you're like, oh, great. Boom, boom, boom. Put some weapons in. You're good to go. But it's like here, it's like, oh man, you got to choose all the different hands. You got different clothes for them now. Tons of different weapons. So it's, you really got to put some time into it, which is kind of cool. But again, they're really just display nice. It's I just never thought of, they really are just little dolls, man. I just never thought that that I would think they were that cool.
Brian, I'm going to lend you this one day. I'm going to lend you this one day.
Oh yeah.
See how really
heads taken. Every time I see that guy set up at a con, I always walk by and it's like, hey, you got any more? And he's like, nope, sold out.
Sold out.
Dave, yeah. Dave, her hair kind of looked messy, man. What are you up with? What are you doing with that doll?
Do the tissues.
Why is she wrapped in tissues?
She's not wrapped in. This is the clothes that she comes with.
Sure. No. That's why they sure she is. There at your.
You ready?
Don't ban us now.
StreamYard needs a blur option for this.
It doesn't have nipples. It can't fucking.
Okay. But the so
you can't milk them.
Oh, darn it! Darn it!
She fucker.
But that actual figure has like supposed to have like a realistic like texture to it, right? Like feels like skin.
Yeah, it feels pretty creepy. Yeah, feel like skin, like a but not like light. Real skin. You know, it's like you kind of like stick to it a little bit when you touch it.
Like a flashlight.
Like, yeah. I wonder if she'll stick to the screen if I put it there long enough.
Well, Brian, in regards to Transformers, like I know you know you're into Masterpiece and stuff, but do you still collect and chug? Because I know you're sometimes in and out, like you buy and then you sell. So, like, how deep into that are you? Like, do you still like to mess with those type of figures as far as having fun with them or whatnot?
Yeah, I do like to mess with them, and I only pick up a few because I have a few focused collections. Like, I've been trying to collect. all those fembots from the Alpha Search for Alpha Trine. Not Search for Alpha. Is it Search Alpha Trine? I can't remember whichever episode that was. And you know, we finally got all those, even though they're all the same mold and they look like trash. But the I have a Wreckers collection that I've been slowly putting together, and someday I think I have them all now that I want, that I can put them on display. And I think once I display them, I'm like, oh, done. All right, see you on the table, you know. But but the combiners, I do collect the combiners in that scale. So basically, you know, I do the turd polishing with the upgrade kits for the combiner. I got Abominus over there. I've got the Superion. And I think all the rest are third-party stuff, like the Fans Toys Motormaster, Fans Toys Bruticus, which is that, like heavy turd polishing, right? It's that old, what was that, Power of the Spark or whatever the heck that that old set was. Remember that? That old Bruticus set? And then at least the two bots and the upgrade kit for it. I got the Make Toys Defensor. So I do collect in that scale. I do collect the Titans still. You know, I'll pick up the primes that come out, but other than that, yeah, you know, I dabble in it, but I don't go hardcore.
You know, not hardcore all in. And Don, we've discussed on previous episodes, cause I know sometimes you approach it from a different way. Cause you vend that, you know, shows like this NJCC and stuff like that. You know, are you going to do TFCon this year or no?
I'd rather hang out with you guys and bend on a table all day long. It's work, but like I haven't gone through all my stuff, and it's just that I wouldn't be ready for that show. And it would be a lot of work for me to go through everything to get what I want to sell in that show and make the money to cover the table costs, because the tables are very expensive.
Oh, okay. So that's cool. At least you'd be able to hang. And actually, I prefer that. You know what I'm saying? You get to hang out instead of going there as business.
I think it was like two tables last year when I went to Reston last time. It was like $430.
Holy
yeah.
For the weekend or per day?
For the weekend, the whole weekend.
Shit. Well, at least you get like...
You get three nights. You get three times, right? You get Friday. Yeah.
No,
that's BotCon. That's BotCon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. BotCon opened up Friday night, and then, you know, at least in BotCon, it was a kind of like BotCon was a little bit more expensive for the tables, not that much, but you know, but you get three nights with BotCon, and then I remember you, TFCon, you get the 2 days. But like I said, it's worth it.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's worth it if you bring stuff that you know would sell, which Transformers definitely sell at TFCon. So like you got Transformers, like at NJCC is a different type of different people coming in. Yeah, but Transformers is great, but like, you know, a lot of other stuff sells at that show. Like you got your Marvel people, you got your pops, you got everybody coming in there. Yeah. Star Wars. If they're still around.
does that like because you do vend and stuff like that, does that change your approach when it comes to still collecting Transformers? Because I know you get like have
no collection, like, and I keep that pristine, I'm a true believer that there's no money to make in third party. I don't buy third party to resell third party.
Okay.
Because I feel it's just constantly changing. There's always somebody putting something better out there. It's just a bigger gamble to do it with third party. Official stuff is a little bit different. Like, you know, official stuff, you know, there is a larger population that's interested in that. Just not, you know, not just us in regards to masterpiece collecting. There's a larger population that deals with official stuff, and they tend to sell easier to predict and what will sell better there. And you can make a decent amount of money if you do it right. And I guess, mm-hmm. you know, you don't, you know, buy all the shelf warmers that you don't want to buy. Then all of a sudden you're stuck with a bunch of product, but
that game has changed though. Like I remember going to NJCC, which seems to be the theme, NJCC. But I remember going there like 3 years ago at least, and anything third party that was on the table would be hot. People would want it.
Oh yeah.
I remember,
yeah.
the first time we went there, and I put those iGear mini warriors. Remember those? The Cosmos and the Swerve and whatnot. Like, this guy's like, dude, I'll take them all. I'm like, you know, there's better options now, right? No? Okay. And he's like, they just gobbled up that stuff. And I was like, man, that's crazy. But like now, it's, I mean, Gort made a killing, right? But yeah, like, I guess it's not.
There's a lot of people. Like, there's like, I remember there was like two, like, there was a kid looking for the Combiner Wars Superions, and he was looking for the last three jets that he needed to do Superion. And it was Combiner Wars, you know, there's a lot of people like that are stuck with, you know, trying to go back to those combiners. I mean, you gotta remember, Combiner Wars is like the first time Hasbro ever started doing combiners again. So to get your, you know, when you talk combiners, the only things that you were able to grab is G1 stuff or you know, third party stuff. But like, third party was kind of like, you know, not really, you know, putting out at this time, like, you know, the last year or so, you know, these you know, combiners have been really great, and you know, you get to Feral Rex here and there, but there's been a big push with combiners in third party right now, and I think that's where, you know, third party's going, and that's where they're leaning towards, because those combiners need to be done in that scale that everybody likes now, and I think that's where it's going to lead us in the next, you know, year to 2 years to get all the combiners done. Mm-hmm. But like, I just feel like, you know, with official, like that April show, the March show that we did, I brought a couple of the seed stuff. Like, you know, I stopped at a couple Walmarts the last 2 days before the show, and I picked up a couple seeds that I saw, and those things sold like crazy. And it was like, everybody was looking for that stuff. They were looking for Soundwave. They were looking for Optimus Prime from the Bumblebee movie. Like, a lot of that stuff sold, like, you know, and you know, at the end of the day, I was like, you know, it's still alive. I think people, and there's a lot of people out there that still collect that stuff and are looking for that stuff. So
yeah, it's funny, like, right, how like you only maybe sort of see something like that when you're in that sort of situation, like a convention or something of that type. You know, because when we're in like the sort of social media bubble, like, you just sort of see the negativity towards it, and like people talking shit, and it's like everything is like the big gung ho, like, towards third party. Not in all cases, but like, I feel like in most cases. But then you, like you said, like, you do a show like this, and then you do see that it sells a lot. So that does mean that outside of the bubble that we're sort of maybe all in, that shows that it is a viable option for a lot of people out there, and maybe hopefully even bringing in like a new generation. No,
you know. Yeah, and then we can beat on the movies all we want, but they were out there. That from a person coming and a new Transformers G1 for what they are, and then they see the movies, that the Michael Bay movies that came out. That might be their, you know, their newfound love for Transformers, and that now they're chasing after all those figures or getting those figures, and it's great. It's you can see the strength of it, because they're doing the studio series waves that are still generating sales, and people are buying them. So it's like, it's something to say that, you know, you can't say whatever the movies were and what they did for Transformers and how they kept Transformers alive. I think it's you know, still the product sells. It's still selling, and people look for that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny too. It's like, you got Masterpiece movie stuff that I don't think sells as good as like the regular studio series Jug stuff sells for. Yeah. So it's like, price point also has like a deciding factor too. So,
and price point, and they've been getting better at those movie figures too, right?
Because
I know I don't collect them, but I've seen the last few waves that came out. They look dope,
and they look they look a lot better than what they.
Oh yeah, like I can't.
The engineering is a lot better.
I can't wait, because I remember when we were Revenge of the Fallen came out and that Devastator was shown, and we didn't get an official like combiner Devastator. Like, they had that Tonka truck looking one that kind of combined all together, but they'd never transform into robot form. And then we got a Legends where they were just, you know, little robots, and then they changed for the vehicles and they formed Devastator as well. But it was just the Legend size for Devastator. But now they're doing what we wanted them to do back, you know, back when the movie came out, and they're introducing that in the studio series, and I can't wait to see what that whole thing looks like when you combine it all, and it's going to be a pretty cool, like, I'm grabbing them when I see them at stores, because I just want to see what it looks like, and so far what I've seen, Long Haul is beautiful, like, you know, the transformation's kind of iffy, but, like, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, it's more, it looks better than what they issued out before in Voyager, but that Voyager Long Haul didn't transform into anything. It just transformed from robot to truck and didn't even form the leg for Devastator. So it's like,
see, I didn't even know that. Like, so that original one when they were putting out those Revenge of the Fallen figures, that Devastator that they put out, so that didn't transform into individual bots.
No, it didn't. No, the big one that came in that big old taco, like, you know, like, it just transformed into vehicle and into the limb, and that's it.
Oh,
and then you were able to plug them together to form the big Devastator. But then they issued a legend set that kind of did all three, but it was like a little legend set that you can do.
You know, but thinking back though, like in that movie, they didn't transform really into robot mode. No.
Well, yeah, you see them during the movie. Like, you see Long Haul transformed into his robot form. So certain you didn't see all of them together in robot form. No,
okay.
Like, you know, okay. It was like, you know, they didn't do justice to Devastator in that movie. Okay. That was one of my disappointments. Like, I loved seeing what it, you know, the new look that it had, what Devastator would look like, but like, it just he wasn't a big cat. He should have been a little bit bigger character than he was in the movie, I felt.
Yeah. I thought that's just current studio series line was actually, I thought they were taking liberties, because I was like, yeah, I don't remember seeing those characters in the movie, but each of these new toys that they're putting out actually has a robot mode. So
yeah, like, you saw Rampage when he was battling Bumblebee and, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, You saw their individual robots here and there in the movie, but you didn't see them all together where they would change into the robot and then change into the limbs and then change into Devastator.
All right. So see, so you said you're still interested in seeing, like, what that thing looks like all put together.
Oh yeah.
So do you still buy, like, and open the figures and mess with them and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Do that
when I get a chance to, yeah. When I get a chance to. Like, I haven't opened up, like, I opened only the only one I opened up from the Devastators is Long Haul, because I always loved Long Haul. I had the Voyager that came out during the regular series, and I enjoyed that figure. And he just looks cool. He looks like a jacked up mother, you know, robot that, like, looks like he can kick some ass. So, but he's, you know, he was always my favorite out of that set. So, but I didn't open up the other ones. I didn't have time to open the other ones up. So, but I once they all make up the other characters, I'm going to pull them all out and transform a Devastator and see what it looks like. Yeah. So it's, and like I said, like I just, the official, you know, unfortunately, like, you know, with the Chug and with cartoon series and stuff like that, it has media, and the media tends to get out there to more people, and those people then look for those particular toys. Third party, you just need to know about it, and sometimes those individuals don't know about third party or how big third party is and who the key players are and all that stuff. So there are people out there that are like that. So it's like, we are very in that third party world, and we know our shit, but, like, at the end of the day, there are people that don't know, and they more flock towards official because that's what's out there, that's what they know. So
yeah
that's what I feel. But, you know, eventually, and then they come to conventions like this, and we talk about third party. They see, you know, the Chosen Primes and all the booths and everything. If they ever go to a TFCon and see all this third party merchandise being displayed out, and then all of a sudden you see their eyes, because it's funny when you walk around and you see somebody who's introduced to third party for the first time, their eyes are like fucking out of their sockets, going, "Holy shit!"
Yeah. Like,
oh my god, what is this?
Well, it's funny you say that. You know, Chris had his Dinobots on display for sale at NJCC. Pinkerton did, and yeah, there were people coming up like, "What is this? I didn't know these were this big," you know, kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, dude.
I had a high school friend that came over one time, and I showed him all the Dinobots, and I was like, he's like, who the fuck made this? I'm like a third party, dude. It's like, he's like, I can't buy this in stores. I want to buy this right now. I'm like, you know. And then I told him the price point. He's like, no fucking way. I'm not buying. No, you know, it's like, to get someone, just an average Joe, to say, hey, it looks great. Like, oh, I want this. Oh, it's $200. And you're like, you fuck. Is that you that pushed the button, Dave?
It goes with what you're saying. I'm not making fun of you.
Yeah, sure. But like he once I told him the price point, he kind of backed away from it. So it's like you got those people out there that just, you know, sometimes that price scares them and they'll flop, you know, they'll go to the official and you know, that's good enough for me type of attitude.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was me with the initial look into third party, because I mean, mm-hmm. when I my first experience was seeing the like pictures of those Fans Project Thundercons, and those were like smaller sort of scale figures, you know, like sort of like deluxe size figures. And then I'm like, so when I started doing the research and I'm seeing how much that they're like $60 each, I'm like $60. I'm like, that's a $13 toy or something like that. Like, you know, what I guess that's what a Chug was or what a Deluxe was back then. Or like, $15. So I'm like, man, that's three times the price. Like four times the price. I'm like, damn, is that worth it? But then seeing the articulation and then when actually getting them in hand, it was an eye opener for sure. But very, very hesitant to fucking pay that price at first, you know?
Like, we always have this conversation with Hercules. Like, Hercules was $600. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it was at that time and where third party was at that time, and you to commit yourself to spend $600 on this combiner, it was like, it's a lot of money. And like, sometimes people were like, you know, and unfortunately at the time, there was no other combiners going on. It's like Devastator combiner was that, and then they had a giant, which the Green Giant, which was MMC or Make Toys. I can't think of Make Toys. But you know, from the scale perspective, you know, the Hercules was just so much bigger, and that's like, you know, that was the first time you ever saw a big ass fucking Devastator like that, and you're like, oh fucking, you know what? I'll spend $600. But now these days, you see $600, what $600 is gonna get you now? It's like, wow. And then people are selling it for like $70 Hercules. It's like, wow.
Amazing how far it's come, right? Like, oh, yeah. In that regard, you know, because the stuff has gotten better.
and in a short period of time, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, things sometimes get better. Like, a new character could come out and like, Fans Toys can make it or somebody else can make it. And then all of a sudden, like, it's just better. And the one that was prior is just obsolete now. It's just nobody cares about it, you know, and doesn't hold any value. And then all of a sudden, it's just, you know, people are selling off for $30, $20 for an $80 to $100 figure. So
yeah, that Hercules is the reason why I'm here. And the same thing, it's like I hadn't bought anything in eBay in like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then here I am, like I happened to stumble across it in a Google search. And I was like, wow. And I thought I was getting a deal because I was paying $550 and it included the upgrade set. And here I am. I'm getting ready to send $550 to some dude in China. Yeah. Like, I can't pronounce his name. I was like, feedback looks good. What's that address? Okay, let's see what happens. Yeah. Dude, Hercules is fantastic.
That's what I like. It's great. it's a milestone in regards to third party and where third party started and where it is now. So
Hercules is fantastic. I think somebody has a different opinion.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
I don't know how Chuck can live with himself being so wrong all the damn time. Must be a constant fight, constant daily struggle.
Yeah. So for Dave, like since like you know JD sort of mentioned earlier, like how you know being able to mess with the seed stuff sort of you know brought him back in when it came to you know buying the official stuff. Is there anything that you could think of that like a official Hasbro Takara Tomy could do to maybe bring you back into collecting some of that stuff? Like does like the Unicron you know HasLab thing got you any sort of interested at all? Like you know because it's a sort of like a premium collector's item piece or like
you know what's funny. This weekend, I was playing around. I think it was with Brink's. Brink had some Transformers animated figures. Mm-hmm. And I had never really bought those or was into them at the time or even the cartoon itself when it was out. Like, I've watched that, like, recently, like, maybe a year ago. And I'm like, holy shit, these toys look just like the fucking cartoon. You know, like, for a Hasbro toy that came out how many years ago? You know, how old is that?
Yeah.
Right.
And and the funny thing is those toys still hold their value. Like,
yeah, because they
hold their value very well.
Good. So, I mean, if they were to do something maybe like that, where it just pops off the screen. And, you know, honestly, there's not much to it. I wouldn't really care if it transformed or not. I might be interested in something like that. You know, just something that really looks just like the fucking cartoon at a decent price point. I think they could kill it, and I could probably get rid of half of the shit I have.
That's where we're gonna run into the problem though for a decent price.
Yeah, because you can agree with me, JD, on this thing. Like the animated figures and the money that they put into them is so different in what they're doing currently with Cyberverse. Like Cyberverse figures, you like Cyberverse figures?
No, I was just being an idiot.
But like when you look at Cyberverse figures, and it's figures based on the cartoon. They're not giving it its justice in putting money into those toys to make it look like what they did for animated. I'm just saying, like, because when I go on the shelves and I look at Cyberverse toys, it's just hollow bullshit that they just, you know, trying to pass on to parents to buy their kids, and it's like garbage. And at the end of the day, you know, they might have one or two figures that look cool. I think Brian, you picked up. Did somebody pick up the Jetfire? You picked up the Jetfire Cyberverse. So like, it's like they have some cool little toys here and there. But like, at the end of the day, what we were getting for animated was just ridiculous. Like the quality and the transformations and the just how it looked exactly like the character in the show. It's like amazing.
And that's you who collects them, right? Telling me that, and I just picked one up for 5 minutes, and I could have told you the same thing.
Yep.
You know, just being a Transformer collector and not knowing that that was even in something, you know, I picked it up and I was like, holy shit. I was like, this looks just like the fucking cartoon. Yeah. I was like, these things are years old too, and they still hold up. I was like, yeah, it sure does.
So Dave, that was you that took the hot rod, didn't transform it all the way back and threw it back in my bin?
That was Gary.
Oh, okay. The thing is, Gary put it on the table. I was like, it's all discombobulated. The thing was, I couldn't put it back on the table because I still like that toy.
It wasn't a thing. You couldn't do it right.
I picked up the hot rod and the Megatron, but I didn't transform anything. And the Megatron was the one I was like, holy shit, this looks just like the fucking cartoon, man. Like, you know?
But that was like the praise that those figures got, right? That they did a good job of like sort of emulating the look of that cartoon, but then also having like the interesting transformations like into alt modes, right?
Yeah, and the cartoon itself was a good cartoon. Like it paid homage to G1. It was very the story writing, the character builds were really good. I think all in all together, it was a home run. And unfortunately, this was in the time between Cartoon Network and what was the thing that Discovery Channel was doing with Hasbro?
The ABC Family or something like that?
Discovery Channel. XD. Yeah, Disney XD. Like something was happening where the Hasbro wanted to do their own Cartoon Network type of thing. And they branched out with Discovery, and that Transformer animated it was a Cartoon Network type of thing, and they like canceled
Discovery
it.
Discovery Kids or something like
that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
the hub. Chuck says
the hub.
Chuck. Yeah. Fact Chuck.
And Dom, weren't you telling me they came out in different scales too? So you had an option to pick them up if they like.
Yeah. There was leader scales. Yeah, there were leader scales. There were deluxe size. There was deluxe sizes, Voyager sizes. So certain figures like would get a Voyager, but then they also get a leader. So like, you know, for Bulkhead, you know, the Voyager really wouldn't scale with the deluxe sizes because the Bulkhead was kind of a bigger figure. So they made a leader class figure for him. So. It was pretty, like the line itself was pretty cool, and the story in itself and Optimus Prime was completely different in and how his character was being built and where you start off and introduced to Optimus Prime and where like his team building was and his leadership was. It was cool. It was really cool.
He was the youngster. It was a Lion-O sort of situation.
Exactly. Yeah. Up and coming type of, you know,
yeah, like,
and
I'm not like, a leader. Why are you a leader?
Exactly. So it was interesting. Like it was almost had a little bit of taste of the Beast Wars type of characters and stuff like that, where you had that young leader, you know, Optimus taking up alone and getting questioned by his teammates all the time and stuff like that. So
yeah, that girl Sori or whatever, she was annoying as hell.
Yeah, that was kind of the human aspect, but she was really human. Spoilers, but.
Oh, really? Oh, thanks, y'all. Yeah.
I actually started watching that on Tubi TV, and you're right. Like, it is actually pretty good, because I know I initially was completely turned off because of that Ren and Stimpy looking sort of animation.
Yeah, like Ren and
Stimpy. I mean, I used to watch that, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, but I just didn't like the way the Transformers, like the way they looked when I was seeing it in all the promo art. So I never gave it a chance. But now, like, actually watching it recently, I was like, yeah, it is pretty good. I like the continuity between the episodes. Like, it's an ongoing story. Like,
it's an ongoing story.
The Megatron aspect, you know?
And they have, like, sometimes they'll have one-off stories that they just do, and then eventually the next episode picks up from, like, a couple episodes before and stuff like that. Episodes. Yeah. Yeah, so it's good, but like those are the type I think like when you get the general public into Transformers and you have like those shows, those cartoons, the movies, and you have the official producing toys from that, they tend to lean towards those things and they buy those things and then they are introduced to third party and then you get a divide in like a line drawn in the sand and say, am I willing to spend $200 on a fucking toy, or I'm okay with this Chug stuff and you know what official is doing? It's a better price point for me. So
yeah, I mean that's kind of what I've been doing like over the past year. I mean I've still been dabbling in the third party stuff here and there, but nowhere near what I was used to. You know, just because I've been trying to save money and focusing it towards other things. But I do still find a lot of enjoyment out of the retail stuff just because it's just nice to have something to mess with and you don't have to really worry about breaking it. I've like mentioned it before, and I do, like JD, do really love the quality of these figures. Like, I guess it's the combination of Hasbro and Takara Tomy, because I feel like we are getting like that Takara Tomy sort of quality that we're used to getting like with the import figures, like tighter joints And I love the line. Like, I think it's pretty good. Like a sort of like a G1 resurgence. Like, I know some people out there are tired of the G1 look, but I love the updated G1 characters. And
I mean, it's almost like the direction the Masterpiece line went in originally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
It's kind of how I look.
And the funny thing is that I was when I heard about this line, I was like, no, I'm not even going to collect this line because I got my Chugs. I got my G1 Chugs that I've collected back in 2007 and four on. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden when I saw the figures and I saw how good they were, I was like, holy shit, this is, you know, it's great that they're doing it because it's like, it's just a resurgence of G1 and they're doing great toys again, like we experienced back in 2007 with Chug. So it's like a rebirth and now they're doing what they're doing now and they're bringing on a whole other fan base again and even getting new collectors into it. Because when I'm watching YouTube channels with people who just collect action figures, they'll talk about Transformers Siege and they're like, ooh, I can't resist to buy, and then I bought it, and they buy a Soundwave, and they buy, like, you know, they're buying all these other stuff, and like that they typically wouldn't dabble in Transformers but through Siege, since it's just such a great homage to G1, they're buying it and they're dabbling into that.
Mm. And hopefully we'll see what that new Netflix series has in store.
Well, see, though, Dust brought up like a good thing, like as a quick little sidebar, and you know, Frank just mentioned the cartoon. He thinks the weakest link has always been sort of the human interaction. Brian just said, you know, that girl was annoying and animated. Like, do you guys agree? Like, would you rather see? He said, give me a Cybertron-based series with no humans and shit. It'll be killer.
I agree.
Is our view skewed on that?
It is, because I think the purpose of those cartoons is and those kids being introduced is just to get the kid familiar. Like, those are kids watching the cartoon and getting familiar that
they're the original. The G1 cartoon had humans in it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if I think back to the G1 cartoon, I didn't care about the humans as a kid.
Yeah,
I
didn't either.
Wait, Brian, that's a typical adult telling you exactly what you think kids want. Like, right. That's what they
but
think.
Kids are different want. Now. Kids care, have to relate to stuff. They can't.
Exactly.
You know, so.
They got to relate to their iPad. That's
but the fucking funny thing is that they've been using that formula over and over and over again, and it's like, drop it. Just drop the human aspect, and it'd still be good.
Dave, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I would... I would welcome them to do something for, you know, adults, just G1, no humans, you know. Again, you know, I'm a big IDW guy. I would love them to do that kind of stuff, you know, reintroduce people to that, because a lot of people don't really know about that. They only know about the G1. And I'm, when I say a lot, I'm just talking about Transformer, you know, Transformers people in general, because I just got into it a year ago. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure. Dom, do you read any IDW stuff?
No. I haven't read any.
I think you would like it. You know what I mean?
I think I would
really get into it. So if they did that, that would be dope. But, you know, it raises a question, you know, like, say we get it, right? And let's just say they do G1 all over again. And they give us a fucking adult story. You know, they hard hit it. You know, these dudes are at war. It's fucking in depth. It's fucking dope. But they change a bunch of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they change the look of a lot of the characters. And let's say it hits the fucking roof. Like, we all love it. It's the dopest thing. Netflix signs it up for fucking 3 or 4 seasons, and we're ready to go. And then they start making toys. You know, then, yep. Then what? You know what I mean? Then what do? Then, you know, that's a whole new line of stuff we have to start collecting, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, hey, you know, be careful what you wish for, because, well, everybody here is like, oh, I can't wait to finish my G1 collection. But who says G1, you know, G1 1984, 85 is done. G1, if they started new, this is just a brand new rendition of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
I got a ton of IDW toys that agrees with you, Dave. So,
yep. Yeah, well, it has to correlate to, like, what you love, especially, like, if there's fiction out there that's, like, wow, that's going to wow you, then that's going to entice you, I think, to get into more of this stuff, right? Like, especially if they're making, if they're giving you the ability to buy those characters that you're digging, like, in the comic books. Like,
right,
exactly.
You know? Yep. So, you know, that's a good thing. Like, I'm not digging this new comic, like, so far that they've, you know, been putting out. Like, I can't wait to talk to, like, Dakota about it and get, like, his thoughts. But it's nothing like what's come before. Like, and even though they're trying to, you know, show off the Siege designs or whatnot, like, the story just, for at least for me, is not there. And have you guys, any of you guys checked it out, this new Transformer series they put out? Yeah, like, it's just, art is not there. Like, that's a big thing for me, you know, when you had, you know, Griffith and this dude Milne, you know, putting out, like, dope work on both of those books for a while. Like, I feel like anything else, like, it has to, you have to keep it at that level or go above. And I feel like they just, the art took a step down, and then the story that they're telling also took a step down. And it's just like,
what's the story? That they revamp it again, or is it?
I mean, they're trying to take it back to the beginnings of the war, you know, like, and you know, you're sort of seeing, like, how the different factions are starting to get into, like, the beef. But it's just the first few issues were just, like, super slow. Felt like they weren't getting to the point. Sort of picked up by, like, issue, like, you know, 4, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. But you could just see, like, they're padding, like, the story out. And I think the thing is that, you know, it was coming out every 2 weeks, like a bi-weekly schedule, you know, so you're going to get 12 books in 6 months as opposed to just 6 books in 6 months. So I just feel like they're just dragging it out. Mm-hmm. Maybe by the time they get to issue 12, because I haven't read that deep into it, it'll probably pick up. But I'm just not feeling it. Like, compared to, like, the Infiltration series that IDW started with, where it was all that, like, espionage shit and, you know, the Transformers. Like, just that rebooted G1 universe. Like, that story that they were telling, I felt, was, like, way better than so far what we're getting here.
You know, somebody on ETR said something. I don't know who it was, but they said something last night, and they were like that Hot Rod was in cahoots with Megatron, right?
Yeah, it's Dust, I think.
That is fucking so dope. If somebody could really spin that, you know, and, like, fucking twist it so that way, like, you tell the story of how fucking Hot Rod infiltrated fucking that to happen. Yep. And, you know, like, you know, them going after the Matrix together. It would be dope if they could switch it up a little bit.
You guys got to watch Animated, dude, because there's a lot of that shit going on in Animated. So it's like infiltration, spy shit. And that storyline gets interesting when it starts getting stuff like that's going on. So,
yeah, there's a ton of spy stories in IDW too. You don't really know who to trust.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, I just feel like it's going to be hard for if somebody puts out a cartoon or even a CGI, you know, kind of cartoon that's more geared towards adults, are they going to make toys for that? Like, you know, it's, I think like the industry thinks like, you know, oh, if there's a cartoon, we're going to direct it to kids because then we can sell, make action figures and sell them to kids. Like, I don't think anybody in the industry is going to be like, you know what, let's make a cartoon more towards adults and we'll make toys for that cartoon and adults are going to buy those toys. Like, I don't think they think that way. And I don't know whether we're going to get like Prime. I remember when Prime came out and all of a sudden you hear the complaints coming out. Oh, it's too dark. It's too dark. It's too dark for kids. It's too dark for kids.
I loved it. Fucking loved it.
Like, all the adults loved it. And then, like, you know, wherever they were getting that feedback to saying that it was dark for kids. But like, I know certain kids love that show.
Any kid that I know that like grew up with Prime loved Prime like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden when you go to, you know, when you're talking to them and you're talking to Hasbro and you're talking about like, oh, what was so wrong with Prime? What was wrong with Prime? Oh, it was just too dark. It was not kid friendly. Like, no, yeah, it's like, well, okay. It was.
Fortunately, Dom, that generation of parents is done. We got a new generation, so we're ready to go dark again. Let's train these next generation, right?
It should be a cycle, right? Like, yeah, it should be a cyclical thing. You know what I'm saying? But Prime, I mean, it's had its pity aspect too, because I mean, you had the kids, and you know, so they interacted with Miko and Bulkhead, and you know, certain little things would happen, like where it's just still sort of kept that, you know, that kid flavor to it to make it okay for them. But you know, I thought the storytelling as a whole was definitely a little bit more mature, but not anything that was too much for a kid to take.
Like, exactly. You know? But Jose, I'm just saying, like, when I went to BotCon conventions and we were talking to Hasbro about like fucking Prime and the future of Prime, and like they were just explaining, you know, their thoughts on where, you know, why Prime was discontinuing and they were taking, you know, going in a different direction. And that's what they would say. And I was like, really? I'm like, I never thought that it was too dark. Yes, we were very salty at the time.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I could get it though. But I guess it's a smart move by Hasbro, because if you think about it, they do have to sort of, you know, not to keep harping on this, but they sort of have to bring the kids back in, I guess, to keep the franchise going. I mean, I guess we're not going to be here forever. We're not the ones that are going to be driving in the long run, right?
Guys, I'm sorry to tell you, but Rescue Bots is probably the most successful Transformer cartoon out there. Oh, it's like good. It's like has the most episode runs, and has, I think it's like still, I don't know whether it's ended or not yet, but like it's fucking, their seasons are like great. Like, I think they're up to 10 or 12 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very successful in that age group, and it does very well.
I don't know any better.
But JD, that's what they like. You know, that's what Hasbro is looking for. That's what they're, you know, that's their target audience, and they're feeling like they're losing that next level of target, which is, you know, where generations is supposed to take place.
Three and guys, yeah. Unibrows.
Nothing.
Mm. Very funny, JD. Very funny.
All right. Well, before we totally switch gears here and switch up the topic, just want to give you guys a quick reminder of some of the other shows you can see on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel. See, I didn't see you guys dancing this time, so you're not feeling that beat.
The
elevator music from last week?
The funny thing, as I see that promo a little bit more often, is that Gary must love that promo because it reminds me of Fast and Furious.
Oh, right. Yep. Hobbs and Shaw killing it, I guess, mm-hmm. from what I've been reading.
Well, have they? Great for them.
I think it's pretty, it's making decent money. So real quick, guys, we don't have to spend a long time on this, but I just wanted to hear your thoughts because there was some breaking news today coming out just a couple of hours ago, you know, being broken by a variety of websites. But obviously there's some reports coming out that Sony Disney deal, like with MCU, as far as like sharing Spider-Man, is done for now.
Who got greedy? Who got greedy?
Yeah. So apparently, you know, like there, it was a 2-picture deal, I believe they had before. So they did both of these Homecoming movies, and I guess they were supposed to renegotiate. I think based off the success of this new Spider-Man franchise, since they brought him into the MCU, I guess Marvel felt like they deserved a bigger stake in the share of the character, and I think they wanted to split like everything 50-50. Sony, obviously, you know, owning the majority rights to the character, didn't want to give up anything. They sort of wanted to keep to the original deal, and Marvel Studios declined. So apparently that means, you know, Spidey for now, unless a deal could be reached, is out of the MCU.
The mouse is swinging his balls again.
You know, so like, I mean,
I want 50-50.
Yeah, that was pretty good, Dom. You know,
Minnie doesn't allow this shit. 50-50. She said half.
You know, like Dave, I know you're not super like into these movies and whatnot, but I know, like, what do you guys think? Because, you know, I think Spider-Man did get revitalized because of what the MCU has done for the character, sort of them bringing him in, getting Tom Holland, and sort of reimagining him after that amazing Spider-Man series that they did a few years ago, which wasn't as successful as the original trilogy. Like, do you think Marvel deserves to ask for a little bit more as far as their stake in the character that, you know, they own?
Yeah, why not? And you think Sony would have done just as, you know, the same story or made as much money without Marvel, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Like, they have to, like, you have to give Marvel Studios some credit as far as revitalizing the character, right? So don't you think they deserve a higher stake? Or, Dom, you have a different opinion? What's your opinion?
Okay, Sony owns Spider-Man. So
the movie rights.
Yeah, the movie rights to Spider-Man. So they worked up a deal to say, you know what, we really need we need this character in our movies. So they took a deal, say it was 70-30. I think
they were getting 5% of like the upfront, like, okay, you know, whatever.
So they go 5% and they go from 5% to 50%? Like, come on, people.
Well, yeah. I being greedy, but let me put it to you like this. You ever seen a movie called Paid in Full, Dom?
Yes.
All right. You remember dude at the beginning was working at a laundromat?
Yes.
Until he found the bag of coke and then decided that, you know, he wanted to do his thing.
Yeah.
And he found the connect.
Yep.
He was never like his boy prior to that, right? But he needed his boy to push the shit out there.
Correct.
Right? So look at Marvel, like, money making
Mitch. Drugs with you.
No. It's the first thing that popped in my head.
Yeah, because, yeah, gotcha.
You know, like, because Sony has been known to, like, not put out a product the same way that Marvel Studios has been doing.
Yeah, right? they've been killing it. Like,
in and they're bringing in their team to fucking hook Sony up, which they did. They made a ton of money together. And now they're saying, all right, I get it. The 50-50 thing, maybe they're being a little greedy, right? Mm-hmm. But for them wanting more money, I don't blame them. Get on board or call it quits. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're the ones pushing the majority of the weight here.
Yeah, it's because of the cinematic universe, and that character now being included is the reason why it has to be the reason why these things are successful. You know, that's part of the reason, you know. So I mean, I think they do deserve a higher stake, but Dom, I think you are correct in the fact that, you know what, Sony owns the movie rights to the character, and they didn't have to do that with Marvel. Like, even though the previous franchise was sort of faltering, like, and it didn't make as much as the original trilogy, I mean, it's still a money-making franchise.
Leon's comment says it all.
You know, so
what's his comment say?
Put it up there. 50% of nothing is nothing.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for MCU, those billions would not exist.
Yep.
No.
I agree with that, but, like, at the end of the day, you got to show some, you know, I just feel like they have to show some kind of, you know, respect to the point where they own the character.
Classic Russ. Oh, look, you missed it.
I mean, they can just make somebody named the Arachno Kid and you're good to go.
Yep. Yeah, but are they allowed to use the same the Tom Holland, whatever, you know, to do the movie?
Well,
depends
I don't know
who signed with. Like, I guess it would depend if he signed exclusively with Sony to do more films.
Because that would, for me, that's the big downfall. Because maybe like, Sony says, you know what, we know what we're doing now. You know, we could make a movie. Yeah, we still have him. You know what I'm saying? Because, he's a good Spider-Man.
No, but they can't do it. You know why? Because the character is too tied into the other aspects of the MCU as far as Iron Man with the suit and shit like that. So now
they wouldn't be able
to mention any of that. So it would be hard to keep Tom Holland and for the continuity to remain intact when you can't make any reference to what happened before. They wouldn't be able to make any reference to it, Dave.
But I think that's okay because, I mean, essentially he's, you know, spoilers if you don't fucking know, Iron Man died. You know what I mean? He's gone. Like, come on. Like,
Iron Man died?
I can see, Dave, I can see them using the same actor and bringing him into a multiverse, which is just Spider-Man base. And they can do that. Like, I think they can do that. And I think Sony is realizing that they can make their own type of Marvel verse with just Spider-Man and just get some good writers on the fucking queue and do what so it would do what Disney or Marvel has been doing with Spider-Man. But like
look, leave it up to Tom Holland. What he can do is he can break contract, he can come over to MCU and he can replace Iron Man.
What, Spider Mikey? He can be Spider Mikey?
Spider-Man's dead. Spider-Man's gone.
What do you say?
Marvel will buy the rights to Webster. He will be the Webster.
The Webster.
And that's you. but seriously, dude, let him break contract. He can come over to MCU and we can let him be the new Iron Man going forward when he grows up, gets a little taller.
But then they wouldn't be able to call him Peter Parker. They wouldn't be able to do all that shit. They can't do it. That's the thing.
I think it's a complete fail.
Red tape.
You put like Marvel and Disney put all their eggs in this character, and to come out with a negotiation and not getting another, you know, another set of movies with sharing with Sony was a complete fail on their part. So I'm just telling you, like he was supposed to be one of the main superheroes in this next phase, going into the next phase.
Man, we need to start a hashtag, and basically it's going to be, ladies would burn their bras back in the day for rights. I want to see people fucking running over PlayStations in the street. Fucking fuck them. Geeks unite, man.
I think the MCU could keep trucking along without this version of Spider-Man because they were doing it beforehand. He was slid in fairly recently.
They lost some big heavy hitters, man. They lost Iron Man. They lost Cap. You know, it's like he's the superhero that was the whole Far From Home is like he needs to step up. He needs to be the superhero that everybody wants to look after.
I mean, they were definitely going in that direction, but I mean, they could just pivot and just do these other characters, and it sucks that if we don't get another one. But I think somebody is going to acquiesce. Like, who do you think is going to be the one to sort of break? Like, do you think Sony would just be a little bit more open to maybe doing like a 30-70 split, a 20-80? Like, dude, just give Sony, them a little
Sony,
bit more.
Sony knows what they have.
And no, look, man.
Marvel's trying to wave their dick, and dude, it's just not working.
Who's Sony going to get to make the action figures? I mean, fuck them. Everybody fucking blackball them. Fuck them, man.
The thing is that I hear that Marvel, like, they sort of get, like, all, like, the merchandising, like, on Spidey. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, do they really need more money from, like, the movie rights from it? You know what I'm saying? Since they're making money from every other aspect of Spider-Man. But I don't know, man. It's just, doesn't that show you fucking money just fucks up everything? Just fucks it up. And people getting greedy and...
I mean, shit, Marvel wouldn't put out figures for X-Men and Fantastic Four, right? I mean...
Yeah.
Screw them.
Who knows? In a fucking month, the Disney might just, you know, the mouse might take out his fucking wallet and say, how much do you want for you?
I think this is just some little tiff that happened and that some reporter blew it out of proportion. Whatever, I don't know.
Maybe.
Or even that, like, you know, they waived the deal. They're saying, no, we don't want it. And now in the back door negotiation,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or in the back door, Disney's trying to make a deal and buy out Sony.
Oh, All right. Well,
dude, they're buying everybody else. They're buying everybody.
So eventually,
Sony's on the chopping block.
Yeah, they'll own it all. Haven't they had troubles and shit? Like you know what I'm saying? Like they had that hacking incident and then supposedly just losing out on movies. So yeah, they're getting primed for fucking the mouse to come in.
Yeah, well, the PlayStation 4s are not selling. You know, the Switch kicked their ass.
And Nintendo's fucking all the time.
Exactly. They're not making money.
All right, we'll see what happens. Is anybody really heart like they probably don't give a fuck. Like, is anybody heartbroken about the news? So, like, let's say they don't make a deal. Like, you upset? Who's upset?
I'm kind of upset if the kid that plays Spider-Man now is not going to play him anymore. To me is the worst part of the whole thing.
Well, that's what happens with every fucking actor. That that's what happens with every actor that does Spider-Man. They're always left in the dark. They were always abandoned.
Yeah.
Nah, screw it, man. They'll just what we'll end up doing is we'll get a Endgame version 2 with no Spider-Man. He didn't recover from the snap because the Hulk fucking hated him, so he didn't snap him back. And then boom, problem solved. Come on, man. We get another movie with Thor and fucking Captain America again. Maybe Tony doesn't die. It's great. This is a great idea. Who's listening?
So, wait, Brian.
Listen, do it. Volume 2. Version 2.
Spider-Man living during Mysterio was an illusion. He actually died.
Yeah.
That's the illusion.
Oh, there you go. Thanks, Dom. Right? That's even easier.
I didn't watch that movie yet.
Oh. Spoilers. And then the way that movie ended too on such a cliffhanger, now it's like you can't continue that. Like, what the fuck, man?
The next MCU movie is Happy waking up in bed next to Aunt May, be like, I had the weirdest dream that Spider-Man was over in France or Italy or whatever.
Exactly. But no, he was snapped.
He was snapped, Happy's gone.
I mean, Dust is saying he thinks they could continue fine without mentioning the past. Plus, I mean, Spider-Man is that sort of character where he can be very self-contained, and Sony has the rights to all his rogues gallery and all these other characters within that Spider-Man universe. So, I mean, if they were able to keep Tom Holland, I think that would be a boon for a lot of fans, because I think he is probably the most loved iteration of this character that we've seen on screen.
It's easy. Change.org, and you get all these parents to put all these YouTube videos up of their kids crying, be like, and it's hashtag save Spider-Man. It's like, oh my god, Sony, why are you destroying my son's life? And he's so sad. And the kids are crying, and you know, they're, you know, throwing out their pajamas of Spider-Man, and it's just terrible.
Yeah. That's the same.
The action figures down the garbage disposal. You know, and Sony will change their mind.
Yes, he is signed to Sony.
So, Holland, if he's signed to Sony, then that means they could basically they own him. So they could do it. They could basically incorporate him into that Venom shit, and they could do whatever they do. But I don't think it's gonna be as successful if they don't connect it to the MCU. I just, you know, I don't know. I think they got lucky with Venom being sort of like a money making movie, you know what I'm saying, and being successful, and now they're doing the sequel. You know, but like creatively, I mean, did you enjoy those last set of Spider-Man flicks? I thought Garfield was all right, even though I didn't think
I liked him.
I thought he was good, even though I thought his Peter Parker was too cool. Like, it wasn't the nerd, but it was sort of like the modern nerd, where the nerd is cool now. You know what I'm saying? That was sort of his Peter Parker, and I liked his portrayal. But I didn't think those movies overall were that great. You know, so
really?
I don't know. Like,
I liked how dark they got. I liked how it was like there was consequences in that one. And it felt like more of a mature Spider-Man movie for me. Anyway, you know, I liked it, but I don't get me wrong. I like what they're doing with Tom Holland and bringing it back and a young Spider-Man. And I think if this deal was still on, that Spider-Man was going to go into phase 4, phase 5, and we're going to see him mature into that Spider-Man that we would, you know, and would see at the end, you know, where he just kicks ass.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I thought they were going to go with it, because we're going to see that journey, because he's portrayed as a kid, and we were going to see that journey, you know, over the next few years, because he could be Spider-Man like the way Hugh Jackman was Wolverine fit the next.
Yeah, 15, and then like years. they could have brought it right into Superior Spider-Man, and that's where he eventually gets to, and becomes the Spider-Man that kicks ass. And
yeah. All right.
Takes names.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where that goes. But that was some sad news that we got earlier, man. It's just kind of balls to kind of read that headline. But we'll see where they go. Things change by the minute.
Hey, did we get a question?
Yeah, I think we did, guys. We did actually get an email earlier from a certain Skullface reviewer. Do you guys want to check it out? It actually wound up being a video message. Want to check it out?
Really? Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
What's up, Reagan and Mold? I first want to say I love all you guys. But today is not the day for love. Today is the day for passion. And I want to ask you, if you all could have one night no holds barred with one of the other cast members' wives or girlfriends, who would it be? Good luck with the rest of the show.
Can we talk about Spider-Man again?
Wow. Somebody's going to get mad. Dom, you're going to trigger? You're going to trigger, bro, if I say
something? Listen. I'm old trigger. This is all friends.
There's the cranking.
Keep it above the belt, you know what I'm saying? Keep it above
the belt. Wow, that's an interesting question, though. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Hey, there you go.
I'll trade places.
Wow.
With whom?
Brian.
With me?
Yeah.
All right. You're gonna be lonely.
Yep, that's okay.
Okay. Just one night.
Popcorn
and a movie.
Yeah, that's the cop out. That's the cop out. The JD, that's answering the question by not answering the question.
Damn, man. JD just stole my thunder.
Nope.
So that was gonna be my answer. I would be like, I would choose Brian's girlfriend, and then you'd be like, Brian doesn't have a girlfriend. It's like my point exactly.
That was going to be a route too. You know what? I was going to say, maybe looking at that Dave Shorty, you know what I'm saying? His lovely wife, you know what I'm saying? I would just be like, because fellow Boricua to Boricua, like I'm pretty sure he's probably put her on to a lot of things. So it probably would be a good time if you think about it, if you think about those times. But then Dom, Dave
broke her in. I know what you're saying. You don't have to say anymore. I know what you're saying.
but Dom, you know what? I think overall, I think I'd pick your wife. Because she's sort of like small in stature, and it would just be a lot of fun. I'd just be tossing her every week.
You're so bad.
He's looking at the other side of the room, see if she can hear.
Yeah. What a question from Bobby. What a question.
I'll pick Dave. Dave, you know why? He already got her. He got her in check.
Oh man!
Damn! Wow. You could just be like, "Hey, woman, cook me dinner."
I mean,
clean those.
No, she doesn't cook.
Clean the house.
I know her do's and don'ts. So
yeah, put Brammer's answer up there.
What's Brammer's answer?
Wow!
What did you say? I didn't catch the end of it. Put Dust's back up. I want to throw Dust back up.
Chat moving real fast. All right, hold on. There you go. Read it. I don't want to even read that out loud. That's so great.
Yes, Dust. It's very hard to handle.
Yeah, I mean, I know Dave would joke around with Dom and stuff like that, and Dom's like, "Yo, you don't even know what you're in for, bro. You wouldn't want you." He's like, "You'd give her back. You'd give her back after a day.
I only need a half hour. What the fuck you give her back after a day?"
Yeah, his question did say a night. It did say a night.
Oh, a night. Could I cheat a little bit? So could I
What you want a threesome?
I want them all. So I usually fuck around with JD a lot, especially on ETR nights, because I know he's in the chat and I'm always hitting on Chan. So it would be pretty cool.
It would be pretty cool to screw around with somebody who can bake cookies while playing video games with you. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. And I do have a thing for redheads. I'm just going to say that. But I honestly, if it was Chan, she'd have to dress up like she did for Halloween last year in the whole green getup. Because that shit did it for me, man. I was like this.
What? But,
yo. Wait, I'm not done. So I have joked around with Dom, you know, like, what I mean? Star-Lord. And like, I've heard his wife, like I know his wife, you know, I've heard how she, like, you know, high maintenance, like Dust says is. And I try to put her, down a bit, put her back in her place. You know what I mean? Pull her hair a little bit, you know, choke her out a bit, you know, tell her, shut the fuck up, take this dick. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You know, I gotta drive up to the Bronx. I gotta drive up to the Bronx and see Jose's. You know what I mean? And get me some chuletas with some arroz con pollo when I'm done. You know, Jose smokes already, so I'm good. So I could be getting in there with a fucking blunt in my hand, and there's no worries there. And I'm not done. So I always joke around with Gary, and we have this thing, like, you know, his wife calls me her boyfriend and stuff like that. So I'd have to put that into, like, some real perspective and be like, you know, I think, you know, it's time. I think it's time that you really got to see what you're in for. Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Hey, listen. Bobby said one, Dave. One.
You know, he's not safe either. He's not safe either because his wife is hot. You know, to be able to feed, 45 nerds at a fucking party and be all composed like that, you got to be a freak. Jeez.
Shit, yeah.
You know, and I mean, I'm not part of his Patreon, but I've heard some stuff, the free stuff I've heard, and Bobby, man, dude. You're lucky you're not on the panel because I would have went number one on you with that.
Ooh, and
listen, I can't leave Brian out. I just can't, you know, because, all right, you're single right now, right? But that's not forever. So when you do get a girlfriend, I'll bang her too.
Oh, man. Now I'm going to feel bad. I'm be like, hey, it's nice to meet you and everything, yeah, but I got this guy Dave and – we have this prior arrangement.
Yeah, stay away from this guy.
Nobody safe from Energon Addict, okay? I'm addicted to more things than just toys, okay? And bots in disguise, yeah, that's right. Reconsider going to TFCon, because if your wife is hot and you're bringing her, I might.
Oh, yeah, there he goes. Oh, man. It was cool meeting that dude this weekend, like we said at the top of the show. That was awesome. Meeting some of the people that we had actually met at NJCC. Like, I met you at NJCC, Dave. Pretty cool stuff. So, I mean, yeah, wow, what a question from Bobby. That was awesome. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we'll have another one for next week or so. You know, we'll see. We'll see. But was that everybody? Everybody answer? I'm not letting anybody off the hook. Yeah, JD gave me, did the out. Dom, you gave yours? Yes, you did. Brink?
Yeah, I said Dave.
Yeah.
I went.
Let us know, Brink.
Hey, look, I just want to say, messing around with other people's wives, especially your friends, is a short path that leads to nowhere. And ironically, has a long trail of collateral damage. So be careful out there.
How many police cars do you have to dodge on that one?
Yeah, and also when you do this, make sure you know that people who down. Don't own guns. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. All right.
Yo, Brian, this coincides with you, the conversation we had on the way out of the bar, right?
You have to remind me.
You were like, I don't know what it is. It's like all the girls that seem to want to hook up with me, all the married ones, or something's going on with them. And that's why he can't answer the question.
Some kind of weird.
What you want. That's magnetism. What you want, though,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you want that. Because you do what you do and then you send them on their way. There's something to be said for that, you know? So, all right. I think that would probably be a good point to wrap up the show. Before we do, though.
Or would you wrap it up?
Oh, no, never. Not with your ladies. I trust
you. Oh, man.
You trust us. Jesus Christ. We're not sharing a spliff here. Right. That's all I need. That's all I need is to have baby number two and then fucking 20 years down the line. Oh, Junior, you got a receding. Yeah, fucking Jose.
I know. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. Definitely dangerous. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Nick.
Wait, you're saying if a kid comes.
Bareback the mold.
Bareback. So wait. When your kid comes out with a unibrow, you think it's me? A unibrow, you think it's me? That's fucked up.
That'll be the telltale sign.
You know, the minute it can't come out, and it's like your baby's fucking 3 feet fucking long and like 45 pounds, then I know it's yours.
That's a job.
It's like an eight.
Wants to sit down all the time.
What's funny about this, though, it reminds me of something. So Chuck's writing in the chat, right? And I remember when I had you guys over that time with the wives and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had invited mm-hmm. Chuck, and Chuck was supposed to come, and he's like, "Oh, you're lucky I didn't come because I spread my seed all over the place." Do you remember saying that, Chuck?
Chuck.
Ooh, man, that's crazy. That's a little Gigolo. Loose. That's a little loose. That's gangster right there, Chuck. That's mm-hmm. a gangster right there.
Bad boy, Chuck.
Yep. All right, guys. So before we wrap up, you know, we'll throw out the link, RLC Hangout, you know, the usual Tuesday stuff that we do. But just a quick little announcement for those that don't know me. If you listen to Verbally Challenged, you know, but we never really said it here. But this is going to be my final episode of Breaking the Mold for the foreseeable future. I think that's the saying, backstage foreseeable future. For those that don't know, I'm going back to school, going back to college, just trying to better myself. And unfortunately, my school schedule is not going to allow me to partake in any podcast for the next few months. In between semesters, it's not going to be a problem. And we're going to try to see how I could maybe finagle my way in here and there. We'll see what happens. But yeah, guys, I'm going to really miss doing this with you guys every Tuesday night. It's a big part of my week. I look forward to it, you know, every Tuesday. And I'm still going to be in the chat. I'm still going to be in the group. I'm not disappearing completely, but it's not the same like doing this every week. You know, like, yeah, I wish you guys could listen into the pre-show. Like, we were just laughing, having a good time, and that's what I'm going to miss every single week. But I'll be back soon. I'm sure the time's going to fly. And I'm sure at the end of the day, you know, I'll be a better person for what I'm doing. And I'll be ready to come back. And I'm going to have an even better time with you guys when I'm ready to come back on a regular basis. So it's been a blast. It's been a blast. And I know you guys are going to hold it down. And I'm going to look forward to listening every single week.
Whatever, so, traitor. You're just trading us in for ETR.
I wish I could say that, but
Dude, I'm gonna kick. I'm gonna kick your ass if I see you on ETR for the next 3 weeks. Like, what the
fuck? You know what? Actually, my Monday classes don't start till September 9th, so I probably could finagle that for the next couple of weeks.
But the truth comes out, guys.
No, but classes officially start for me next Tuesday. Ironically. And Tuesday is a long day for me. It's basically
whatever they're paying you over there, Jose, we'll double it.
I know. But, you know, we'll see what's up. I think when I looked ahead at my school schedule, I got, you know, certain days, certain holidays, I think I might be able to swing a Tuesday, here and there. So we'll see. And, you know, with this new StreamYard, you know, service that we're using, there's a lot of different ways to integrate a lot of different cool ideas. So we'll see, how it goes in the future. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to reveal too many cards that we've been talking about behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? But thank you guys. I really appreciate it. Like, this is going to feel very, very weird taking this long hiatus like this. You know, missing an episode here and there sometimes happens for all of us. But this stretch is going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? But you know, we'll be in the chat. I'll be in the chat every day with you guys. And like I said, I'll still be in the Realm of Collectors Facebook group. Verbally Challenge is probably going to change as well, depending on what my workload is going to be like. I don't know what it's going to be like. This is all a question mark for me. I'm nervous. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? But I'm looking forward to doing this. So until next time. All right.
Better things, brother.
Yep. 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 So I think we'll all be better for it at the end of the day. So whoever takes the reins, good luck. And you guys are going to do a great job. You know, so it's just to run down the spiel for one final time as far as doing this live. Just remember to check out realmofcollectors.com. We do have the Rockbox pre-orders up for sale currently. Remember, it's a limited pre-order. They are over on September 2nd. You're going to get two brand new t-shirt designs in this Rockbox, $60 pickup and rest in $70 shipped in the U.S. I mean, the shirt alone is worth the price of admission, and you're going to be getting some other very cool goodies within this Rockbox. So don't sleep. I think we're almost 70% sold out at this point. Please get your pre-orders in while you can, because quantities are limited. You can order today at realmofcollectors.com, and international shipping is available in case you're wondering. Anybody that pre-orders and you do the rest and pickup, you're going to automatically get an entry into the $200 Agabus drawing at TFCon Reston. So, it's a pretty awesome deal. So get in on that while you can. Remember to check out Crashbox Customs on social media for your Mezco and diorama needs. Mention the word Realm when placing an order. You'll get a surprise gift with your purchase. And then don't forget to check out the rest of the shows on the Cool Table Network: Shattercast Uncut, Enter the Realm, Toy Detox, Beer and Bolsters 40K, Plastic Fanatics, Breaking the Mold, Stasis Lock, Verbally Challenged, Nerd Rage Radio, Fresh Communication, Building Up to It, and 8 weeks. We could find a Cool Table page on Facebook, and there's links to all those other awesome podcasts on that page. Check it out there. We'll run it down the line, get some where you at, and then ROC Hangout continues next. Come join us, conversate. Energon Addict, I'll start with you, brother. Oh, I can't hear you.
Sorry, I put myself on mute because I was coughing and sneezing. So
and crying.
Yeah, a little bit. I really was. Like, you know, for a minute I was sitting there like this. I'll be here next Tuesday with the rest of the guys. Jose, I just want to thank you for everything you've done so far with the show, and I know you're gonna be back. So school gets a lot of fucking breaks. Okay, yep. Teachers call out. There's a winter recess, spring fucking recess, summer fuck. You're gonna be back. So it's all good.
I'll be back.
So we'll just try to keep it going while you're gone. But again, thank you. And guys, we'll be here next week with a new topic. We got a bunch of topics lined up, and look forward to seeing everybody then.
What a liar.
No, I'm dead ass. Brian, I got topics from people at the show this weekend.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Good work, Dave.
I think I was there for one.
Pull me out.
That's hilarious. JD.
You can find me every Tuesday here with you guys. Thank you. Like he said, I mean, Dave always, I mean, he should just speak for the rest of us because nobody can really top what he says most of the time. But yeah, thanks for everything. We'll see you soon.
Yeah,
you know, there's all kinds of hangouts and whatever.
Oh yeah, man.
But yeah. Yeah, but yeah, Pigment Surgery on Instagram and Xbox Live, and no figure banging this week.
I don't think so.
Nope. I believe he said there was two guys in his basement digging holes,
and they didn't call him a nerd.
Peter,
yeah, that's kind of
maybe next week. All right, Brian Brink.
Well, Jose, again, thank you so much for helping us. And why do I get the single camera treatment?
Nah, I got you. But,
again, thank you for getting us kicked off here, and you'll be back soon. And hopefully we can fill your shoes. We shall see. Until then, you can find me at Brian Brink in the Facebook groups, at Brinkalizer on Instagram, and Farming for Ants in my spare time.
Look at this. I'm the captain now. Oh, man, that's funny. All right. And Dom, let him know.
What's going on, guys? Jose, thank you. You know, you are always number one host to me. So you're my whenever I think about the host of a show, it's always you, Jose. You always throw it down really great, and we're gonna miss you. But I don't worry, people. We're gonna have a little taste of Jose to come, a little taste, and I think you guys are gonna enjoy it. So he's definitely not gone. So I would love to send you off, and you know you're doing good. You're doing good, brother. And I'm so happy that you know you're taking this next road. You know, next step in life and bettering yourself and doing good, some good stuff, you know. Thanks. And I'm very proud of you, buddy. Very Thanks. Proud.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You can find me here Tuesday nights with the rest of these a-holes. And I'm Don McGrasso on the Facebook groups. I do have an Instagram account, but I don't follow anybody. And whoever's following me, thank you.
All right. And as for myself, guys, all over social media at HarrickinBX. Unfortunately, not on Breaking the Mold every single Tuesday night anymore, but I'll be back soon. Verbally Challenged, man. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that show as well. But check that out on all audio platforms. If the format of that changes a little bit, I'll be giving you guys my school updates every week and shit and let you know how stressed I am and shit like that, even if it turns into that for a few weeks. But I'll be sure to put out some content for you guys. I got some ideas of what to do during my main hiatus on the weekday shows. But I'll definitely be back very soon. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the kind words. I appreciate it. Like I said, I'm not going anywhere. You're just not going to see me live on these shows anymore. Looking forward to the next hookup. We got a bunch of them. RetroCon, I think, coming up. TFCon Rustin, another ToyCon, and then I think another NJCC also before the end of the year. So plenty of opportunities to hook up in person. And I remember Dust saying in the chat a little bit earlier tonight, we also don't need these conventions to hook up. We could always sort of plan and hook up and have dinner and have a good time as we do every now and again. So, like I said, guys, everywhere on social media at HarrickinBX, check out Verbally Challenged every single week on all audio platforms. And be sure to continue to check these guys out every single Tuesday night. Next up on the Realm of Collectors YouTube channel, MPSB Theater, this Friday night around 9-ish with Nick Brammer and the rest of that crew. Check them out. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of good topics this week. And that does it for us, guys. We'll see you next week. And be sure to look for the hangout link in the Realm of Collectors Facebook group. All right? Take it easy. Peace out.
So are we Sony and ETR is Marvel, or like, you know, and we're losing Jose because they couldn't negotiate
contract is up. Contract's over.
Say it with me now. Realm.